Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Tuesday, September 2nd, and coming up in today's episode. After BJP attack, Pawan Khera blames Election Commission for having dual voter IDs. As police ask Maratha protesters to vacate Azad Maidan, Jarange vows to stay. Rape-accused Aam Aadmi Party MLA escapes police custody after firing at police. One officer ran over. And Azerbaijan accuses India of blocking SCO bid over Pakistan ties. Senior Congress leader Pawan Khera has responded sharply to the Bharatiya Janata Party's accusations that he holds two active voter IDs. He says the charge is not against him but exposes failures within the Election Commission. Quote, "Thanks to Amit Malviya for highlighting this. But this allegation is not on me, it's on the Election Commission," Mr. Khera said. He clarified that he shifted residence in 2016 and his staff had applied for the cancellation of his old voter ID at the time. Quote, "Before getting my voter ID card made at the new address, my team followed due process. Since then, the voter lists have been revised 3 to 4 times. If my name still exists at the old address, it shows how booth-level officers are functioning," unquote. Mr. Khera, who leads the Congress Media and Publicity Wing, has been one of the faces of the party's campaign against alleged irregularities in voter rolls, especially with the background of SIR exercise ahead of Bihar election. BJP's Amit Malviya earlier alleged that Mr. Khera holds two active EPIC numbers, one in Jangpura and one in New Delhi, assembly constituencies. Sharing photographs of the voter list, Mr. Malviya demanded an investigation and accused Mr. Khera of violating electoral laws. Quote, "Rahul Gandhi screamed vote chori from rooftops. But his own party leaders like Pawan Khera are holding multiple voter IDs. It is now up to the Election Commission to find out whether he has voted more than once," unquote, Mr. Malviya posted on X. In his rebuttal, Mr. Khera said if a voter's card exists at two addresses, the responsibility lies with the Election Commission and not the citizen. Quote, "I would like to know who is casting a vote in my name from the old address. I demand CCTV footage from the polling booth," unquote. He also questioned the lack of transparency, stating that while BJP leaders seem to have access to detailed voter lists, Congress does not. And then he added that this is exactly what Rahul Gandhi has been raising since August 7th. This comes a day after Rahul Gandhi's warning of a political hydrogen bomb over alleged voter fraud. The Congress has accused the BJP of manipulating voter rolls with the help of Election Commission, a charge both the poll body and the ruling party have denied repeatedly. Mr. Khera concluded by saying if someone has two active IDs, it's due to official failure. "This is why we are raising questions about the ongoing special intensive revision process in Bihar." Even as Mumbai police issued a notice to Maratha reservation protesters to vacate Azad Maidan, leading Maratha reservation activist Manoj Jarange has claimed he will not leave Mumbai till his demands are met. Although he has claimed he is willing to participate in talks with the government. The police in their vacation notice have cited violations of conditions laid down for the ongoing protests seeking Maratha reservation. The notice comes a day after Bombay High Court directed Jarange's supporters to clear public roads and restore normalcy in Mumbai by Tuesday afternoon. The time of recording, the protests were still going on from the Maidan. Jarange, who is on a hunger strike for the 5th consecutive day, responded firmly, saying he is ready to talk with the government but will not leave Mumbai until his demands are met. Quote, "I'm ready for talks with the government, but I'm not moving out of here until my demands are fulfilled. If you try to arrest or evict us from Mumbai, it will be dangerous for you." The activists maintained that the protesters had not broken any laws and called for the Maratha community to remain peaceful during the agitation. He added that nobody can stop the Marathas from coming to Mumbai. Jarange is demanding that the Maharashtra government issue a government resolution, which is a GR, identifying Marathas as Kunbis, an agrarian community classified under the other backward class or OBC category. This recognition would make Marathas eligible for reservation in government jobs as well as education. He also called for the immediate implementation of a notification that extends reservation benefits to Sage Soyre, blood relatives of eligible Marathas. Jarange said this should be enforced without any delay. Directly addressing Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, Jarange alleged that the state government had misled the court. Quote, Fadnavis is giving false information to the High Court. He will have to pay a price. I have full faith in judiciary. The High Court will deliver justice to poor Marathas. We are following all its directives, Jarange added, claiming that 4 to 5,000 supporters were present at Azad Maidan. Responding to the court's concerns over protesters occupying public roads, he had a funny response. If the government wants, they can give us homes. Jarange also insisted that the government implement the Hyderabad and Satara gazetteers, which he believes would provide legal grounds for classifying Marathas as Kunbis. As of Tuesday afternoon, the government had not issued any official response to Jarange's demands or the police notice. In a dramatic turn of events, Aam Aadmi Party MLA Harmeet Pathan Majra escaped from police custody this morning after allegedly opening fire on officers and running over a policeman while fleeing the scene in Karnal, Haryana. Police are now carrying out an intensive manhunt. Pathan Majra, the MLA from Sennor, had been arrested earlier in the day in connection with a rape and cheating case filed in Punjab. According to officials, he was being taken to the local police station. The MLA and his associates opened fire on the police team. When an officer attempted to intervene, he was allegedly run over by one of the two vehicles the group used to escape, a Scorpio and a Fortuner. While police managed to intercept the Fortuner later in the day, the MLA was not inside. He is believed to have fled in the Scorpio, which remains untraced. Multiple police teams are now involved in the search operation. The case against Pathan Majra stems from an FIR filed by a 45-year-old woman who alleges that the MLA misled her into a relationship by falsely claiming he was divorced. According to the complaint, the woman, herself divorced, began a relationship with the MLA in 2013. In 2021, the two reportedly married at a Gurudwara in Ludhiana. However, the woman discovered in 2022 that Pathan Majra had named his first wife in his election affidavit. When confronted, he allegedly continued to assure her that he would divorce the wife, but failed to do so. The FIR includes charges of rape, criminal intimidation, and cheating, as well as claims of sexual exploitation and the circulation of obscene material. Pathan Majra had recently criticized his own party's handling of the flood situation in Punjab. After the FIR was filed, he went live on Facebook claiming the case was politically motivated and targeted at silencing him. Quote, they can lodge FIRs against me, I can stay in jail, but my voice cannot be suppressed. The Delhi leaders of Aam Aadmi Party think they can scare me with vigilance or FIRs, but I will never bow down. He also alleged that his security was withdrawn after he spoke against the state government, adding that he had told his gunmen they would also likely be removed. As of now, Harmeet Pathan Majra remains absconding and the police efforts are on to locate him. Azerbaijan has accused India of deliberately blocking its bid for full membership in the Shanghai Cooperation Organization or SCO, suggesting the move is linked to Baku's growing ties with Pakistan. The allegation came through Azerbaijani media outlets, which claims that New Delhi's decision goes against the spirit of multilateral diplomacy. They argued that India's stance is a form of revenge for Baku's support to Islamabad during Operation Sindoor, India's military action following the April Pahalgam attack in Jammu and Kashmir. Azerbaijani broadcaster Anuzi reported, quote, India has once again blocked Azerbaijan's application for full membership in the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. The report also noted that this is not the first time that India has raised objections to Baku's entry into the regional bloc. Meanwhile, Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev, during a meeting with Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif in the Chinese city of Tianjin, referred to Islamabad's handling of the conflict as a victory over India. He went on to reaffirm Azerbaijan's deep strategic and cultural ties with Pakistan. According to the Turkish daily Daily Sabah, President Aliyev told Prime Minister Sharif that despite India's opposition on global platforms, quote, our brotherhood with Pakistan will remain a priority, unquote. The two leaders also discussed expanding economic cooperation through the Azerbaijan-Pakistan Intergovernmental Commission and strengthening ties in defense and regional security. Azerbaijan had earlier voiced support for Pakistan during Operation Sindoor. Following India's cross-border military action, Baku released a statement expressing concern over rising tensions in the region. The statement had at that time read, and I'm quoting, the Republic of Azerbaijan expresses its concern over the further escalation of tension between Republic of India and the Islamic Republic of Pakistan. Azerbaijan currently holds observer status in the SCO, a key regional grouping that includes China, Russia, India and Pakistan among its full members. Full membership would allow Baku to participate more actively in regional decision-making, particularly in the matters of trade, security and political cooperation. New Delhi has not yet responded publicly to the latest claims. Tensions between India and Azerbaijan have grown in recent times, largely over Azerbaijan's repeated backing of Pakistan in regional disputes and India's strengthening relationship with Armenia, Azerbaijan's long-standing rival. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin, wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.